Welcome to Soundtrack, where we bring you the conversations that inform, inspire, and support a thriving business community here in the South Sound. But first, a word from our sponsors. Live104.5.com is Tacoma's classic rock featuring music, news, and views from the South Sound. Check out your new radio station. On your phone, go to live104.5.com. This episode is proudly sponsored by Primera Blue Cross, a not-for-profit with a mission to make healthcare work better. As Washington's hometown health plan, Primera is dedicated to providing its members with access to high-quality healthcare that fits their needs. Through its commitment to supporting local initiatives and fostering innovation, Primera helps ensure we can continue bringing you the inspiring stories that drive the South Sound forward. Primera Blue Cross, always in your corner. And the Meraki Agency. What if your brand could feel human? As the world's leading immersive brand experience studio, the Meraki Agency helps your company craft immersive brand experiences that turn casual customers into lifelong fans. From that first spark of awareness to the moment someone says, "I love this brand," we're there helping you design every step of the journey. Because your story deserves more than attention, it deserves devotion. And the Meraki Agency is where brands go to feel alive. Visit themerakiagency.org to learn more. themerakiagency.org. Today, we're exploring how the University of Puget Sound is shaping the next generation of leaders with students who think critically, act boldly, and learn by doing. Joining us for the first half of today's episode is Professor Lynette Clare from the School of Business and Leadership at the University of Puget Sound. Professor Clare brings an entrepreneurial lens to her work, helping students apply new ways of thinking to make a difference in their communities. She's a passionate advocate for experiential learning, believing students learn best by applying their knowledge in real-world settings. As an entrepreneur herself, she has developed innovative courses in entrepreneurial thinking, social entrepreneurship, and arts entrepreneurship. She also founded the Entrepreneurship Club at the university and is dedicated to helping students develop skills that allow them to make a difference in their communities. Under her leadership, the Business and Leadership Program encourages students to connect classroom concepts with real-world impact through hands-on projects and community partnerships. We'll also be joined by Phaedra Brondum, a Puget Sound alumna and owner of Serenity, a Tacoma tea shop that offers a space for discovery, reflection, and connection. Phaedra is partnering this semester with a team of business and leadership seniors, Holly Zippe and Zoe Libner, who are serving as strategic consultants for Serenity through their senior research seminar. The students are developing a marketing strategy to help increase customer engagement and strengthen the business community's presence. Then, in the second half of the episode, we'll hear from Nicole Kendrick, Program Manager for Experiential Learning, and Dora Williams, a senior double major in Mathematics and Science Technology and Health and Society, who completed a summer fellow internship with the United Way of Pierce County. Together, they'll share how Puget Sound's experiential learning program helps every student bridge the gap between knowing and doing. Altogether, they'll share how the University of Puget Sound's programs are cultivating leadership, creativity, and a commitment to service, both on campus and across our region. Professor Clare, we'll start with you. For those unfamiliar, what makes the School of Business and Leadership distinctive?
The School of Business and Leadership is unusual in that, one, we're part of a liberal arts college campus. That's a fairly unusual program to have on college campuses that are focused on liberal arts. The other is that we are truly embedded. Many of the business schools are kind of islands on a liberal arts campus where it's really just all about the business fundamentals. We are taking a liberal arts approach which really focuses on the critical thinking, research, communication skills in terms of business, just like our colleagues might be focusing on that in another discipline. And so this makes our focus really different. We really push the critical thinking. I know when I was in graduate school, no one really understood why I thought writing was important, and here all my colleagues understand that, and my students do, and they value it. So it's really exciting to be a part of that. I think we have an incredibly interesting group of faculty who many have double appointments. We have one faculty member who's just sort of interdisciplinary in and of herself. She has an MFA, a Master's of Fine Arts, a JD, she has a law degree, and she has a PhD in environmental studies. Even those of us like me who just have one graduate degree, I mean, heaven forbid, we have interests that cross campus. As you noted, I teach entrepreneurship in the arts, which is part of my passion for the arts, and we do that. That also involves community.
You've emphasized entrepreneurial thinking as a skill for life and not just business. How do you cultivate that mindset among your students?
Thank you. It's a great question. Part of it is truly getting people to think differently, which really fits well with this liberal arts environment of critical thinking. It's also about thinking differently. Be creative. Think of how many ways could you think about something? How could you reframe whatever it is you're facing in multiple ways? How can you, once you've reframed it, how can you come up with multiple solutions? Not being satisfied with just the first solution, but really exploring a range of solutions. My team who's here today are working with Thedra's business, Serenity. And for them, it's a lot about coming up with strategic options. That's where they are right now. How many ways can we help Serenity become more known in the community? How many different ways can we do that? What makes the most sense and what is that grounded in? So a lot of it is just about think about things in new ways and get new information to do that with.
Thedra.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about Serenity and what pushed you to increase engagement with the university to have students working strategically to support your business?
So a little bit about Serenity. It's a tea shop located in Westgate South on North Pearl and 26th Street. I opened there about a year and just about 4 months ago. So it's still relatively new business, new tea shop. When I was exploring the area looking at where I wanted to open a tea shop, because it wasn't originally based here in Tacoma. I'm returning to Tacoma and opening this shop. I looked around and there's tons of shops that offered loose leaf tea for sale. There's a lot of shops that offer coffee, but there weren't really tea shops outside of afternoon tea options where you can go sit down and enjoy tea before deciding to take any tea home. And I really wanted to offer people that space that they could come in, try a cup of tea, figure out what might be their favorites, and then take the loose leaf tea home that they really liked. I also really wanted a space that people could come in and relax, take a moment, take a breather from their day, whatever stress is going on in work life, personal life, education, just come in, have a forced 10-minute break, because having a tea takes time. You've got time to reflect, time to kind of escape the world that's crazy and going on around you. So I really wanted to create that kind of soft relaxation space for people, especially after the pandemic, which is where the idea kind of came from for me. In my previous role, I ended up doing a lot around well-being in my previous job, trying to help internal teams with well-being and understanding what that means, and wanted to take that away with me into a new space and kind of created that. My connection to Puget Sound, I am an alumna. I graduated there in 2011. And when I decided to come back to Tacoma, I really wanted to re-engage with the university and figure out what I could do as an alumna locally to re-engage with students, with faculty, with the school in general. During a Dinner with Strangers event earlier this spring that the university put on that brings in alumni from the local area to meet with students and some of the faculty, I ended up running into Professor Claire, and she told me about the program, told me what she does with her students, and I was like, this is a really great opportunity. I need help from a marketing aspect, because I only know so much. I only have one point of view of marketing. You know, having other people come in who can bring a different view would be super helpful. So signed up for a program and was happily surprised to get the email being like, yay, you're selected.
That's amazing. Holly and Zoe, you've been working with Thedra and Serenity this semester. Tell us about your project and how did you approach developing a marketing strategy for a local business?
So before we started developing our marketing strategy, we knew beforehand that we'd have to fully understand Thedra and her business and basically be able to market her values and everything she stands for. And so we've been having weekly meetings to better understand Thedra, as well as doing extensive research on external factors. And that's helped us write up a case study, which afterwards we will work towards making implementation plans to further help Thedra.
In our last meeting with Thedra, we had an activity split up into three columns: love it, like it, and no thanks for right now. We came up with about 30 ideas to present to see if there were any ideas that stood out about what we could further research on moving forward to help implement a stronger marketing strategy.
How'd that meeting go? What were the outcomes?
It was really interesting. We got a lot of information from Thedra and a lot of like it or slash open to it, and there were a couple not right nows, and there were a couple love it. So we've been doing a lot of focusing on the love it starts strategies, and some also on the open to it strategies.
Are there any in particular you want to share with us, or is it top secret?
Some of our love it options were marketing towards the local colleges in the community, like the University of Puget Sound, PLU, and TCC.
Another one of our options was partnering with colleges to have a tea stand during finals week, and we thought that would attract a new crowd of people or more than she would normally have, especially during finals and people wanting a way to de-stress. And that's kind of one of the values that she really stands behind, is offering people a way to and a place to de-stress.
Two of our open to it ideas were marketing towards the Pilates and the incoming pickleball company coming in next door, working with hydrating drinks, marketing towards different people that wouldn't normally be marketed towards in the business center.
Great. Professor Claire, the Business and Leadership Program partners with lots of different organizations to give students this practical experience. Why is that collaboration with Tacoma's business community so valuable?
I'll just start by saying I love Tacoma, and I believe deeply that community is really important. And what I've found is that we love our alumni. They are amazing, and definitely we serve a lot of alumni-owned businesses, but it's also really important to connect with a variety of businesses, and we work with nonprofits sometimes too, that are representing all kinds of different businesses and stakeholder groups, and it's a great way to build value, to give back to the community which is supporting us. And when I started at the university 21 years ago, we were sort of turning our back on the local community and focusing very much on a national recruiting plan. And in recent years, we've turned back with our Tacoma Public Schools Initiative and some other programs to say, gosh, actually some of our really great students come from here in Washington and in Tacoma. We're having these fantastic students who would be great loggers going off to someplace else just because we forgot to say, hi, we're here. And so this is one way that we can kind of connect with the greater community. We had a client in my class 3 years ago, whose daughter it was spring term and she was a junior. And I mentioned her, she said her daughter was junior. I said, oh, she looked at Puget Sound. She said, you know, we really haven't. Maybe we will, right? And that prompted a campus visit. And so sometimes it's kind of like, this is reciprocal. We are part of this community and the community is part of us. And we need to make sure to always be widening the circle, opening the door, and bringing more people in, because they provide incredible context for us and incredible perspective on where we're headed as well as they're headed. And if we can all go there together, that's better.
And in your view, what skills or mindsets do you hope that every student carries into their career?
I feel like it's a little bit of a cliche, but lifelong learning. I tell my students, you know, I was not the best undergraduate student ever. My freshman year, boy, that GPA plummeted from 4.0 in high school to 2.3. Wow. Ouch. But, you know, I learned how to learn, and I learned how to love learn. I'd always love learning, but I learned how to love learning even more. And so that has enriched my life so much. And the data out there shows that one of the best investments you can make in your lifetime happiness is getting a four-year college degree. Mm-hmm. And I really think it is about learning how to learn and being curious. I do try to foster curiosity. I really hope they take that with them, some curiosity about the world. I teach a freshman seminar, and I tell my students there, hey, if you guys want to know how to really do well in college, just be curious. Because even if you find a class boring, the more you can ask yourself questions, and even if you never speak them, the more interesting everything will be.
And on the other hand, what do you wish every business would instill in developing the next generation of talented leaders?
I wish that they would not only be open to having this next generation be involved, whether that's in high school, because the high schools do have some internship programs now, which are amazing, high school, college, and that they understand that those people are an investment, and that I know it's tough, because I've owned businesses, and I know it's tough, but if you can pay your interns, it really changes the internship experience for the students and makes them really understand that they truly are valued. So it's really valuing them. And this class is not an internship per se. This is a project, and it's a very different kind of beast. But I would say, if in general, the internships are the more common kind of thing. So be open to those, and be open to really making sure they know that they're valued, and giving frank feedback, kind but frank feedback, about how they can improve, because we can all improve.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you about that I should?
I think one thing maybe that you haven't asked me about is sort of the messiness of experiential learning. I know that there are students coming, a student and Nicole are coming afterwards to talk about their experiential learning, but experiential learning is in and of itself messy, right? Phaedra said she was glad when I selected her. Well, it's hard, right? I mean, I have an intake form, and you can just Google that on the University of Puget Sound website. But I have this intake form, and I get all this information from these potential clients, and then I meet with them, and then I pair them with students, and I sort of hold my breath a little bit. I'm really good with messiness. I'm really good with change, but things happen, and sometimes things don't go well. Sometimes businesses are not upfront about the situation they're facing, which is fair. I know they're vulnerable. I've had my own businesses. It's vulnerable. And then we get into situations that, that are really challenging. Things don't always happen on a timeline. We one time had a client who just decided on a whim to go off to Mexico on vacation 2 days before the students were to present to her. And I said, that's not okay. My students have worked hard on your business for 3 months. My expectation of them is they put in 10 hours per person per week. That's a lot of time invested. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we have these things. On the other hand, there are also incredible surprises we find. Sometimes we're going along and the team has these great ideas. Sometimes the students will come to me in a panic. Professor Claire, our client just did the thing we were recommending. What's going to happen? I said, that's fantastic. That's amazing. That's amazing. They wanted to jump the gun. That's fine. I know you did the work. That's okay. So it's definitely messy. And I think that's part of experiential learning. It's real. It's messy. And that is also part of the value. When we assign a case from a textbook and ask them to answer questions and find data that we know is there, it can be hard, but it's straightforward. I don't know. I mean, Zoe and Holly came and asked about loose leaf tea research. Not bags, but loose leaf. I don't know if it exists. And so that's part of the challenge.
Deirdre, what can you say or speak to in regards to your experience with the program?
It's been really great so far. Like Zoe and Holly mentioned, they come by once a week to have a quick chat, bring the ideas that they generated from our last meeting, talk about kind of what sort of information they need from me, further details, statistics, and I'm like, okay, I will see what I can find for you. I will do my best to provide you the information as I can understand it. They've been really upfront on what information's been helpful for them, what they need more on. The ideas that they've brought so far to our meetings have been really interesting. You know, part of my issue with them, not issue, sorry, that's the wrong word to use. Part of my issue with marketing, not with them, but marketing in general, is marketing is not my strong point. And I know that marketing is not my strong point, which is why I'm really interested in seeing what kind of ideas that the team comes up with, as well as how to implement those ideas. Like, you can tell me, great, you should do TikTok. I'm like, okay, how do I do TikTok? I need that implementation plan, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what the team comes up with and how to implement what it is that they end up suggesting.
Well, it's clear that learning at the Puget Sound extends far beyond the classroom. So thank you, Professor Claire, Thedra, Holly, Zoe, for joining us today. That's a perfect bridge for our next guest, Nicole Kendrick, who leads the Experiential Learning Program, a cornerstone of how a university prepares students for life after college. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You are so welcome to be here. I love it. Nicole, every Puget Sound student is required to complete at least one experiential learning opportunity before they graduate, from internships to study abroad or community projects. Why was it important to make this a graduation requirement?
I think one of the reasons why the experiential learning graduation requirement came to be was because we recognized that students are really gaining a lot of meaningful learning experiences from these kind of off-campus experiences or experiences where they're having to navigate ambiguity and kind of learn out in the community, build their networks. And then we wanted them to have something that they could put on their resume, have skills that they could speak to, have experiences that really informed their next steps. And so the Summer Fellowship Internship Program, which is the program that I have been amazingly lucky to run for the last 9 years, was kind of our signature and kind of the first program that really showed us that we could do it really well. We could put students out in the community. We could develop partnerships and give them these really meaningful experiences, and also have them back on campus reflecting with each other and kind of gaining metacognition around those experiences in a way that then they could talk about what they gained, talk about their skills, talk about the value of that community engagement.
I love that metacognition. And can you tell us about how that learning process helps those students connect the academic theory that they've learned in the classroom with that real world setting and like taking theory into application?
Yeah, I think one of the ways that we do that, and Dora might be able to speak to this as well, but I think one of the ways that we do this is we actually ask the students to connect who they are in the classroom mm-hmm. to their off-campus experiences. And we do it in multiple ways. So I know in the courses that students take on campus, it's really conversation based. So we'll ask them to talk with each other and like listen deeply to each other as well. That's one of the key things that I try to do, is cultivate this perspective giving and perspective taking environment. So we ask them, you know, who are you on campus? What coursework have you taken that you've been able to notice whenever you go off campus and your off campus experiences? Is there anything specific, any specific topics or any specific courses? But then also I ask them, what do you think are the attributes of a liberal arts learner? Why did you come to University of Puget Sound for a liberal arts education? And are you finding any of those qualities that you've been able to kind of cultivate as a liberal arts learner? Are you finding them to be supportive or to be helpful when you are out in the community doing work, you know, working with our organizations?
Dora, double major, senior.
Yes.
You completed a fellowship with the United Way of Pierce County. Can you tell us more about that experience and what you worked on, how it shaped your interests and goals?
Yeah, so the United Way of Pierce County works with primarily the ALIS community here in Tacoma and Pierce County, which is asset limited, income constrained, employed. So there are folks above the poverty line, but still needing the support that is so often not given to them. So what I primarily did over the summer was work alongside the engagement and the events coordinator. And so that looked like just a lot of community-based work on getting the free summer meal sites for kids in Pierce County. So I helped create the map that United Way sends out to all of the families for these free meal sites. Working alongside all the different organizations that put them together. And then we also partnered with some different community programs here, like Emergency Food Network, where we helped set up some meal sites where the funding was taken away just due to all of the different budget cuts that are going on. So then every single week we would go to these different free meal sites and put together some free activities and hang out with the kids. And it was super beneficial to kind of understand this collaboration between all of the communities here in Tacoma and Pierce County.
It's a pretty small knit but tightly woven group.
Yes.
Is it something, is the United Way, you know, from your experience, is that the kind of work that you want to be doing when you graduate, or did it drive your interest in other directions?
Yeah, I've always known throughout my time here at University of Puget Sound that I want to be a middle school math teacher. So I see these connections being brought into the schools, as our public schools are such like a foundational part of creating community for kids and making sure that we're uplifting all of these families. So I definitely saw those connections in those ways. I'm also looking to go into nonprofit work for a little bit before I start this middle school career, so I have some more kind of gusto and strength as a middle school teacher. So I'm definitely going to use these different communities that I've found in my time here at United Way of Pierce County to kind of further upon that search. Yeah.
That's awesome. Nicole, as someone who coaches students on career development, what skills do you see as the most in demand among employers, and how does this program help students develop them?
I think employers are looking for strong communicators and students who are able to critically think and navigate challenge coming from multiple perspectives and being able to kind of, through multiple lenses, creatively think about ways to solve these really big challenges that organizations are facing and the world is facing. And I think that that's one of the things that I try to encourage the students who I work with to think about, is they're learning how to do that. They're learning how to, that cross-disciplinary thinking that they're doing is helping them take all of these different experiences, connect them to each other, and then come up with really creative solutions.
How can local employers, nonprofits, and community partners get involved with your program?
So SFI, the Summer Fellowship Internship, is really, it's kind of a limited program at this point, and that's all due to funding. Part of my job is trying to secure funding so that we can offer students these grants to be able to engage in this work during the summer. This last summer, we had 31 interns at 20 unique sites. One of the beautiful things about this program is that our community partners typically come back to us year over year. And so they are getting better at hosting interns and kind of understanding how to best utilize those student interns over the course of 10 weeks. But that is a challenge because we're limited in the amount of community partners that we can kind of invite in. I will say, though, that there are lots of ways for organizations, nonprofit and public sector and for-profit businesses to get involved with the university by becoming an employer. And we have a platform called Handshake where organizations can come and become one of our Handshake employers and post opportunities for students, anything from volunteerism to full-time jobs. There's also tabling events where employers can come and get to know our students in that way. So there is a variety of ways that local organizations can get involved, but for now, the SFI program is kind of a tight-knit community. From time to time, I have mixed it up with the community partners who I invite in, and that's typically due to student interest. So, for example, this year, one of the things that I started noticing is that we're having a lot of students apply for SFI who are interested in environmental policy. One of the new partners this year was the Washington State Department of Natural Resources, because I kind of identified, like, okay, we need some more positions in this area because students have a lot of interest in this area. But we have organizations in SFI across the board in environment, in health and human services, in education, in advocacy. But they're all nonprofit or public sector spaces.
Nicole, Dora, and to Professor Claire, Holly, Zoe, and Thedra, thank you for joining us today and showing how the University of Puget Sound is helping students connect education with purpose. From consulting with local entrepreneurs to interning with community organization, Puget Sound students are getting the skills and confidence that they need to lead. To our listeners, if you'd like to learn more about the programs featured today, visit the School of Business and Leadership or the Experiential Learning Program at pugetsound.edu and explore how you can get involved and support these efforts. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. We'll be back soon with more stories from the people and institutions moving our region forward. Thank you for joining us on Soundtrack.